Welcome to Holistic Matters Podcast. The podcast is designed to help you learn more about becoming the you that nature intended. I can't think of a better person to be talking to when we talk about trying to become the you that nature intended than Gary Bone. Gary, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, John. It's my pleasure.
So it's really our pleasure to have you here. You're really the preeminent herbalist in the world. You have defined and written 6 textbooks that really have been the most important textbooks that define principles and practices of phytotherapy, and a number of other books and practices, and given, it must be fair to say, thousands of lectures to practitioners.
It's probably up in the thousands by now, yes. Yeah. Yes, but thank you for being very kind.
And without doubt have been the, if not at the very least, one of the most influential practitioners in our field and advocate of holistic health and the use of herbals in managing patient care. So thanks for your contributions to the category, to the world, and to healthcare.
Thank you, John. It's been my passion since I was quite young, actually. I started off as a research scientist, and felt that I could probably put my training and skills and ability to better use. So I began a worldwide search to find where I could get a really great education in natural medicine. And of course, at that time, there was no internet, there was no email. So I did letter writing to and fro for a couple of years, and I found this small herbal school in the UK that was being taught by a Dutchman who also was living in the UK then. He was previously a biodynamic farmer, and he inspired us all, and Heinz Alstra was his name, and I think his contribution and many US herbalists that he's influenced, either through the students who were there or the students.
Right. How did you hone in and focus on really that world of herbs?
Well, I started off with a belief in natural medicine. So I was not particularly focused on one discipline or the other. But I had received very good advice that if I wanted to get into the field of natural medicine, I should specialize in just one thing. And so I was looking for a college that specialized in just one thing. Mm-hmm. And that was the Herbal College. So in another, you know, parallel universe, I might have ended up as a homeopath or an acupuncturist or something else. But, and on reflection, my background in chemistry, I think, served me very well in that.
Right. So how long did you stay in the UK?
It was 4 years.
4 years?
Yes.
But then you went back to Australia and established a master's degree program.
Well, that took a while. When I went back to Australia, so you're talking in 1985, I started off in herbal practice in Queensland, in a country town, about 100,000 people, called Toowoomba.
Yeah.
And I'm still there today. Yeah. I'm still there practicing in Toowoomba today.
Fantastic.
So that's, what, getting up 33, 34 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and when I was looking for products to use in my practice, I found that there was a deficiency. And the training, I had a strong training in herbal pharmacy with Heinz Alstra, and given my background in chemistry, I started experimenting with making product myself.
Right.
And then I was teaching at the Naturopathic College in nearby Brisbane at the time, and a couple of the lecturers there heard about what I was doing and started buying what I was producing from me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good at that time because it was all unregulated, so I could do it. And out of that, MediHerb was born.
Right. Fantastic. And so when you first started formulating your own products, What was the targeted issue that you were trying to address? And you know, what was your first set of herbs or herb combinations, and what drove that development?
About what was being used, because at that time, herbalists pretty well exclusively used liquid extracts.
Yeah.
Now, liquid extracts come in 2 types. You can make a very concentrated one. So say that 1 mL reflects 1 gram of original starting herb, or you can make what's called a tincture, which is an easier process where you have to actually put the starting herb into alcohol and water and soak it in a particular ratio for, you know, weeks and what have you. So it was quite interesting at the time in the UK, because in order to make a 1-in-1 where 1 gram of dried herb is in 1 mL of final product, you have to use a concentration step. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
And there was a I think, a reaction to that at the time in the UK, where people were realising that in that concentration step, sometimes the herb would be put in this vat and boiled for hours, and you know, you damage all the delicate phytochemical balance that was there. So everyone switched to tinctures, but they're 5 times weaker. So when they were translating, in my view, the traditional doses, they were underdosing. And I can remember we were doing class with Hein, and they were saying, "Oh, be very careful with hawthorn because it will lower blood pressure too much." And I'd actually been walking up to the class, it was a couple of miles, and there were all these hawthorn bushes along the way, and I was picking the berries and eating them, and I had so many hawthorn berries that I'd eaten, I think, nothing wrong with me, my blood pressure's fine. So I developed, if you like, a philosophy about dosing that I think is entirely consistent with the 19th century herbalist and indeed the traditional Chinese herbalist, that in the main people were underdosing. So it was that imperative that drove me to look at a way of preparing the herb that preserved, if you like, the phytochemical balance like a cold process, like a tincture does, but was sufficiently concentrated to achieve therapeutic doses. So that was really responsible for the initial success of MediHerb, because I developed this cold percolation technique for making 1 in 2 extracts, liquid extracts. Right. And then as time went on, we realized modern patient and indeed modern practitioner, they don't just want to be blending liquids all the time. And so we developed into a tablet range that we have today.
So with your extraction process, you've been able to, I would describe it as maintaining the integrity of the whole plant.
Yes.
And the phytonutrient matrix of the plant that probably helps bioavailability and effectiveness, or?
Well, absolutely. And you're touching on a really, really interesting and important topic, which is fortunate that some eminent scientists are beginning to look at now. And this is this concept of using the whole plant. Mm. And in a plant, in its biochemical mixture, you have it almost like an inherent intelligence, an inherent biological intelligence. So it was Jürg Gersch, the Austrian researcher, who coined this term intelligent mixtures, the herbal extracts were intelligent mixtures. And that's been taken up by an eminent Australian natural products chemist, Professor Ron Quinn. And his hypothesis is, well, if you look at a plant, it's stationary. So its only way of communicating with the world is chemical. Mm. And so plants have become very skilled at communicating either with soil microbes, with fungi, and the fungi often act as transport systems, communication transport systems, the microfilaments, you know, there's research on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also animals, you know, like a signal, don't eat me, or